This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 359 for Thursday, April 24th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is continuing its slow rally on Thursday morning, driving strength from comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are up, while European rapeseed is mixed. Crude oil is also making gains, influenced by potential trade discussions between the United States and China. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract is up $3 per ton at $685.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are higher, while wheat is mostly lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.153 million tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended April 17th, down 26% from the previous week but up 1% from the four-week average. More than half of the sales came from Japan. On Wednesday, the U.S. Energy Information Administration said ethanol production for the week ended April 18th was an average of 1.033 million barrels per day, up 21,000 from the previous week. However, ethanol stocks were cut by 1.333 million barrels at 25.481 million. The July corn contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.83. Old crop U.S. soybean export sales totaled 277,000 tons last week, down one-half from the previous week and down 25% from the four-week average. There were also net sales reductions of 100 tons of new crop soybeans going to Japan. For soy meal, there were 170,900 tons of old crop sold for export, up 17% from the week before, as well as 5,300 tons of new crop going to Canada. For soy oil, 12,400 tons of old crop were sold, up 21% from the week before, but down 44% from the four-week average. ANAC estimated April soybean exports from Brazil at 14.3 million tons, down 200,000 from its previous estimate. China's Ministry of Commerce said no trade talks between the country and the U.S. have taken place yet, adding that the latter should remove its unilateral tariffs. The July soybean contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.51. There was a net reduction of 145,000 tons of U.S. old crop wheat export sales last week, near the lower end of trade expectations. Meanwhile, there were export sales of 371,700 tons of new crop wheat reported, higher than trade expectations, with one-third going to Mexico. Most of Iowa and parts of Kansas and Nebraska may receive 25 to 50 millimeters of rain today, with Missouri, Indiana, and Illinois getting less than 25. The July Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $5.44 U.S. per bushel. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.47. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.